It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise. And if you're looking for something fun to do, if you have been saving up and you are ready to take that great trip, Elise and her team are the ones to reach out to. You can send an email, KSRO at TravelWise.net, KSRO at TravelWise.net. You can also call her and just sort of chat about what your plans are, what your budget might be, maybe places that you've researched, and then pick her brain because she knows a lot about travel and can really help you decide, is that what I need to do? Should I really go there?
You know, there's so many options out there in the, right? in the travel world that you, when you're looking online, it's overwhelming. And you're saying, well, is this right? We're going on a couple's romance, but we like quiet, or we want a lot of activity. You know, not every ship, every company, you cannot possibly have the knowledge that we have about every cruise line, every ship that they built, which one has been refurbished, which one is not. And if you want to spend hours researching, you can go ahead. But if you call us and contact us, we already know that information.
Yes.
We've seen a lot of the ships. We know, according to what you're looking for, what experience you're looking for, which would be a better fit for you.
Right. Yeah. So, and it doesn't cost more. So give her a call, 935-WISE, 935-9493. And we want to welcome, really, when you talk about value and so much fun, you're thinking of Norwegian Cruise Line. And we have on the phone with us again, Tracy Lee Brown. Tracy is the business development manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruise Line. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you guys? Or good afternoon?
Good, good. We're doing well. So we're so excited to talk about how much fun, even though summer, I guess, is officially coming to an end, there's so much fun still to be had this year and then planning into 2020, 2021 with Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Yes, there's so much to I just want to plug Elise because she's a Virtuoso member. She and I have known each other for decades. We've both been doing this a long time, but you know, I just was listening to what she was saying, and my daughter or her friends say things like, "Oh, they're still travel agents." And I'm like, yes, because my job is calling on travel partners. And I said, oh, yeah, you bet there are. And, you know, it's the way to go. You've got personalized service. You know, just like Elise can recommend a restaurant in Greece or a small place in, you know, the Caribbean that when you call in, or do online, those services aren't available to you. There's no personal service, and the pricing is no different.
Right, exactly. And
So
tap into that. Reach out to Elise.
Well, people always think that if they go online, they're going to get a better deal. But, you know, like I said, if let's say you're in Florida right now and this hurricane's coming, who are you going to try and get in contact with?
Yeah.
Are you think you and the other thousands and thousands of people who are in, you know, having to deviate are going to be able to be of assistance, you know, by going online? You try it. I'm sure after this experience, if you've had a horrible time, maybe you will reconsider seeing a real person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Makes a difference. So let's talk
about. And that's also to my role, because when you're calling or when you're going online, it's a warehouse of people that are closing business. And the relationship that I have with Elise is, you know, we work together to make sure that the, you know, the consumer is taken care of and from the beginning to the end. So, and the online businesses don't have that.
Yeah. You know, and we can almost always, 99.9% of the time, match or beat the price you get.
Oh,
plus,
absolutely.
You have someone to talk to. We can tell you, did you know that your passport is not any good? That you need 6 months? One of my agents had that oh, it expired, you know, less than 6 months after you complete your trip. You're going, oh, I didn't know that. Nobody told me. But the computer's not going to ask you personal questions.
Right.
Or what do you like to drink, because we want to send you a present. you know, or are you allergic to chocolate or peanuts or something like that? Right. It's not going to do that.
Right, right. So much in this world really honestly is who you know. And that's, you know, those relationships, right? And that's exactly what Elise and her team at TravelWise have. They have the relationships. They've spent a long time building them up. And when they call you, listen, right, Tracy?
it's very true, because if Elise doesn't get that business, then I don't. So, you know, and we want to, you know, our past passenger percentage for Oceania, Region Seven Seas, and then Norwegian Cruise Line, who owns, you know, is the mother company. Mm-hmm. The past passenger percentage for Norwegian has increased. They did a study last month, and it was a 75% since 2015, which is a gigantic number, and there's a reason for that, mm-hmm. and it's why I and Elise call it today's Norwegian Cruise Line. We're doing something right, and people want to return over and over. So.
Oh, yeah, and I can see why. There's so much fun to be had on Norwegian Cruise Lines. Let's talk about things that are close to home. West Coast departures. What kinds of places could you visit from the West Coast?
We have Alaska is a big one. Mm-hmm. We have departures out of Seattle, two brand new ships that do round trip Seattle, Glacier Bay, or Icy Strait. And then we have a ship that does the inside passage. That's the Norwegian Sun. Mm-hmm. And Alaska has become very popular, I think, over the last few years with families and singles and couples and groups and just an incredible destination. It's also becoming one that people go back to over and over again. Another West Coast departure, the Pride of America, which sails out of Honolulu every Saturday. We've done this for over 15 years. She's a beautiful ship, and it is, I used to think it was just island hopping, but you actually, she leaves Honolulu at sunset. She arrives in Maui the next morning, and the ship stays there all day, all night, and they don't leave until the next afternoon. She then goes to Kona, to Hilo, and then we sail past the Napili coastline, and then we go to Kauai, and it's the same thing where we arrive in the morning, the ship is there in the afternoon all night, and doesn't leave until the next day, and returning back to Honolulu. Beautiful ship. I suggest people make bookings early because that, it sells out. It's the only game. It's the, we are the only cruise line that has a ship that sails the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay.
And so I just, and Lalise tells folks, you know, don't wait too long. This isn't going to be a last minute. You might find space, but it might be a lot more expensive because mm-hmm. the rates go up as the ship fills. And then we also have a huge array of cruises in the Mexican Riviera from Los Angeles. Again, the two newest ships in our fleet do that, the Norwegian Joy and the Norwegian Bliss. Elise has seen both and sailed on the Bliss. And they are, they call on Cabo San Lucas, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan. We even have a short 5-day MexRiv on the Bliss, which does Cabo and Ensenada, and then the 2 days at sea, which a lot of people like if they just they like to stay on the ship. It's what they like to do. The ship seems to be the destination.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing for a bachelorette party or an office meeting. You know, when you're doing like a meeting incentive and you're just going and you want to have a class, but everybody doesn't want to sit in class all the time, you have the next day to have fun. So it makes it's a great way to have a business meeting or to have a party where you're in town, but then you're on board. So,
yes. And, you know, another thing I wanted to say, Elise has access. We update fleet-wide our cruises daily, and she can access this list, which not only shows her all of the sailings that are not 200% for a single solo travelers whenever they cruise with any cruise line, they're actually paying for another passenger. Mm-hmm. So Norwegian, not only do we have the solo staterooms, which are very popular, but we also have single supplements for departures. I've seen 100%. We just had a Canada New England 100%. I've seen 125, 150. So I just wanted to mention that as well for those solo travelers. There's a lot of options.
Right, right. And I was looking at the Bliss and beautiful little studios. I mean, if you're a solo traveler, what more do you need?
Yes. And you know what's so nice, too, about that is there's a common area. Norwegian is now a contemporary brand. So on some cruise lines in the mass market, it's like all singles in the disco at midnight, you know. and that's about it for activities. Well, there's a common area. And the thing I hear back, Elise will tell you, too, over and over again is, oh, my gosh, I met people from all over.
Cool.
They serve coffee and juice in the morning. They have snacks in the evening. And there's a whiteboard where people say, hey, we're going to be up on deck playing volleyball at 2 if you want to join us. Somebody was thinking when they put that whole scenario together. And I think you're going to see it, on more of our ships as well as other cruise lines.
Excellent. We are talking with Tracy Lee Brown. She's from Norwegian Cruise Line, and we're going to take a quick break and come back and maybe talk about food. Yum. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
American Graffiti. Where were you in 62?
The Alexander Valley Film Society brings back the drive-in movie with a screening of American Graffiti Saturday, September 7th at the Citrus Fair Fairgrounds in Cloverdale. Enjoy an authentic drive-in experience with a jumbo screen, local food and drinks from the Cloverdale Kiwanis, plus beer from Cloverdale Ale and wine from the ABFS cellar. Gates at 6 to grab your spot and listen to live music. Do the car cramming contest or costume contest. Movie at dusk. Car tickets are $40. Bring your own chair and buy an individual ticket for just $12. Go online to purchase your tickets now. Prices go up at the door. Get to the drive-in Saturday, September 7th for American Graffiti at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair Fairgrounds. Tickets online at avfilmsociety.org. Brought to you by Empire Mini Storage, Karma Dog Construction, and Tim McDonald and Bob Scott.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
I'm one of those people who likes to plan vacations, remodeling, but I realized the one thing I hadn't planned was my final arrangements.
It may be a bit daunting, but it does make sense to plan ahead. The professionals at Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home can make it easier.
It's a relief to know I removed that burden from my family and the finances will be settled.
Visit srmel.com. Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home since 1924.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis with Elise Corey in studio. And today we are talking about Norwegian Cruise Lines and how much fun can be had on board. This is one of those cruise lines where you go because it's just amazing.
There's so much to do that you have to sort of plot out what you want to do for the most part.
Yeah, lots of entertainment options. And I teased a little bit. Let's talk about food. Tracy Lee Brown is on the phone with us. She is the business development manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruise Lines. Let's just talk about food because it's so fun.
Let's do it. The freestyle cruising is something our chairman came up with 30 years ago, and it has morphed into something that nobody else has to offer the way Norwegian does it. So as cruising has always been, we have a main dining, which is open. People can come for breakfast, for lunch, or for dinner. There's not an early seating or a late seating. Mm-hmm. But they can sit and have a meal. We also have two restaurants that are a little more intimate, not as large. People can sit by the window. One of them is Taste, the other is Savor, and so those are other dining options. And then of course on the top deck, these folks pretty much never close, is the Garden Cafe. And there's seafood, there's Indian food, there's Japanese food. They have the best Korean barbecue I've ever tasted.
Ooh, yum.
They have, and every day there's a huge variety. It's buffet style. And there's self-serve ice cream, there's self-serve lemonade and iced tea, and then the beauty of the Garden Cafe, too, is that it is literally the entire deck for the most part. So you don't see people lined up waiting to get their meal. And it's a beautiful atmosphere. So those are all included in the cruise as far as that. And then on top of that, we have what we call our specialty restaurant, Cagney's Steakhouse. Ocean Blue is a seafood restaurant. Teppanyaki is a Benihana-style restaurant. La Cucina is Italian. And they are known. I mean, our brand has been known since we became NCLH for the cuisine. We're the provisions that we have for Oceania and Regent are the same for Norwegian. Those are upscale cruise lines. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same. It's the same cut of meat. It's presented in a different manner. But there's an additional fee for these specialty restaurants, but it is minimal compared to other cruise lines who have tried to do the freestyle thing on board.
Sure. And it's fun to, you know, at least once during your cruise, pick out one of those specialty restaurants and go and enjoy it. So it's maybe not something that you're going to do every night, but certainly it's fun to have that option.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I will mention we've got a great Freedom Sale that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And for Elise, I added, she talked me into it, but for anyone that books before the end of the month, if they make a reservation, Elise is going to put $100 onboard credit, and they can use that for whatever they prefer, Wi-Fi or the specialty restaurants, mm-hmm. or so that's something to keep in mind, just a little incentive.
It's all about who you know.
Yeah.
So when you go looking online and you see these things, come to us. We want you to have your confidence in our ability. Our transparency is there. We want to optimize your vacation value. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it does not cost more to use us. And we are local. And we are real people. We're not a computer. I promise you, we're not computers. So when you see something, and if you say, hey, here's what I found, can you beat it? Send it to us.
We love those calls.
Yeah, because I'm good at what I do. I'm from New York. I know how to negotiate and to get what I need. So, and my agents know it too. They've been in the business. They're not newbies. They know how to be creative, shall we say.
Yeah, love it. So let's talk about going to Europe, possibly the Greek Isles. What is that like with Norwegian?
That is such a popular destination. We have a few ships. We always go during the best weather, obviously, for Greek Isles. Those, again, are, I'm looking to see how many departures we have because those are very popular. Mm. A typical Greek Isle itinerary, let's say a 7-day would include, we have one that does a round trip from Rome on the Norwegian Epic, and you go to Florence and Cannes in France, Mallorca, Spain, Barcelona. Sorry, that's not a Greek Isle. That's just one of the Western Mediterraneans. Mm-hmm. But she also does a Rome and Greek Isles, which is an 11-day, and that includes Santorini, Mykonos, Athens. And so we have Greece and Spain, we have Italy and Greece, and then we have just the Greek Isles. So we have let's see, 4-day Greek Isles. We have 10-day Greek Isles and 11-day Greek Isles. A typical just Greek Isles is round trip from Rome, hitting Dubrovnik, goes to Croatia before you hit Corfu, Santorini, Mykonos, Athens, and then back to Rome via Naples and Florence. So there's some beautiful... and then we have 7-day Greek Isle itineraries on the Norwegian Dawn that go round trip from Venice, Corfu, Santorini, Mykonos, and back to Venice.
And these ships, they're so beautiful, and there's so much fun things that you can do on board. We haven't even touched on the entertainment.
Right, which is a hallmark for us, actually. Mm-hmm. We've been around for 55 years, and that is something that we are known for. So we have the production shows that you will find on any cruise line. But we also, what we do, we have a Cirque du Soleil production on board.
Oh, wow.
We do Broadway productions, Jersey Boys. We also have Footloose is one that we're featuring now, the Broadway production of Footloose. We've done operas on board. And then we have dueling pianos. So we have these little cabaret clubs with one of the lounges is a, that people sit around the piano and I swear they don't stop singing for hours. They're wonderful. We have comedy club on board ship that you can go and see different, you know, stand-up comedians, and they do and then we'll have like improv class or something like that. So the entertainment is, we have a Beatles group that it's crazy. It's in the Cavern Club. They sound exactly like the Beatles. That's a popular one. The list goes on.
Yes. You're not going to be bored on a Norwegian cruise. There's something for everyone. And as Elise said, probably the hardest part is deciding what you're going to do, because there's so much fun to be had.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it's great too that some of these are smaller. They're like the Cavern Club with a seating capacity of 76. So even though you are on a larger cruise ship, when you go and experience these little events, it's much more intimate.
Much more intimate. And, you know, that's we have ships from the Norwegian Spirit, which is the passenger count on that ship. I think it's 17, let's see. 2,000, mm-hmm. basically. And then our biggest, the Norwegian Encore, is 4,000, which sounds huge and does sound mass market, but we use our smaller vessels, all which have been refurbished completely, mm-hmm. down from, they look incredible.
They look amazing.
And then our newer ships, but the smaller ones we'll use to get to places. That's why we have the Sun, for instance, doing inside passage, so she can get to places that the big ones, they could get to, but people would have to tender, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then in Europe, we have our mid-size as well as the small size. And they are just, even the fleet is there's quite a variety.
I love it. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. You can explore the entire world with Norwegian Cruise Line and have fun just on board. So it's the best of both worlds. It's so much fun. Thank you, Tracy. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Tracy Lee Brown is the Business Development Manager for Northern California with Norwegian Cruise Line. And we will see you again next Tuesday. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.